We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center joining us, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Vice President of Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, Barney Larry, and Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free. Ron, as always, we'll let you start by taking a look at those statewide numbers for us.
Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. And I know everybody realizes, but the numbers in the state are creeping up. We topped over 20,000 total positive COVID cases now in Arkansas, and that's getting large. And as we talked about a little bit last week, you know, it seems to be floating across the state kind of like a fog does, and it's dense in some areas and light in other areas, and it's getting very close to Baxter County. We have statewide, we have a total of 5,967 active cases, which is really kind of a number that we want to look at. There's about 290 individuals in a hospital right now, and 67 individuals on vents. I do want to make people aware that when you look at it on a statewide level, we still have 580 vents available across the state, so there's still plenty of room. We have 198 open ICU beds, so there's still plenty of ICU beds. And if you look at the key for taking care of COVID patients is having a negative pressure room, and we still have on a statewide level 459 negative pressure rooms. So I think we're, as far as the impact on the healthcare system, I think we still have the capability to take care of patients and still room. But of course, what we want to try to do is prevent it. So we definitely want to keep our social distancing and things. When you look at Baxter County, there's a total now of 20 cases in Baxter County. But again, there's only 5 active. And to our knowledge, there are 0 in hospitals, and there have been 0 deaths from any individual who lives in Baxter County with COVID. As a system, Baxter Regional has tested almost 2,000 individuals, and we still only have those 2 positive cases that we had a while ago. And again, nobody has with COVID has been admitted to Baxter Regional right now, currently in the hospital. And so we have nobody in the hospital.
Ron, let's talk about hospital operations. I know the number of employees furloughed, that continues to shrink. Let's talk about that this morning.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to thank the community for the trust that they have in us in making providing a safe environment. You know, we went from our volume levels dropped, give or take, but in March about 15%, about 35% in April, then started coming back up in May about 15%, and now June, I realize today is July 1st, so I don't have final numbers, but June looks like we're just going to be 2 or 3% below our budget in June. And so that tells me that our volume is coming back and that people have faith that we can provide a safe environment and provide the care that they need. And I want to thank people for that, because we really work hard at making sure that we have that trust level. We had furloughed 271 individuals, as you may recall, and our list is down to about 40. We keep evaluating that, and we're trying to contact everybody to make sure they know where they're at and where we're at, so that we can hopefully get through all the furloughs very quickly here.
Stephanie, let's talk about testing and how that's going at the hospital.
Yeah, so got some exciting news. We just received some new testing equipment from a different company, and this is the same type of test that we currently have, which is called PCR testing. This testing equipment just uses a different methodology to get there, and the hopes with having this new testing equipment is that this will help get an increase in testing supplies from both companies and help stabilize our testing that we are able to do in-house. We are also still working on our antibody testing in-house and getting that validated. We are offering antibody testing, but are having to send that out currently, and hope to have that up and running for in-house as well. I also wanted to mention, I know a lot of questions have come up about asymptomatic people and those that have been tested, how many are asymptomatic. And the Arkansas Department of Health did report about a week or two ago that of those that they have tested statewide, actually about half of them are asymptomatic. They could not provide any information if anyone became symptomatic after testing, but at the time of testing, about half of those were asymptomatic.
Another reason to wear those masks, correct?
Exactly.
Yes. Speaking of masks, any regulation changes with masks or travel or anything like that, Stephanie?
No, you know, the governor actually opened up travel a couple weeks ago, and so that has stayed consistent. I do know, though, that Arkansas is considered a hot spot for many states, and so if anyone travels from certain states into Arkansas, some are having to quarantine upon their arrival back to that state.
Gotcha. Barney, you and I talked about this briefly yesterday. The CNN website is showing one person in Baxter County is in the ICU and on a ventilator. That's not correct, right?
You're right. That is not correct, and we have not had any COVID patients on a ventilator in our hospital.
That is good. Barney, what else do we need to pass along to the community this morning?
I just want to emphasize a couple of things that Ron and both Stephanie said. First of all, you know, we thank the folks for using the hospital and all, but all of our clinics that we have, our specialty clinics and all of our family practice clinics are open, and we're excited that people are coming back. They're safe, and so we just, again, thank the community, and we want to encourage people, if they need those clinics, please use them. That's very, very important, and again, we want to reemphasize social distancing and the mask, and that's, people ask me all the time, well, how come we only have 20 patients positive? Well, it's because I think our community has keyed in to wearing masks and social distancing. We need for them to continue to do that.
You bet. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
Well, I think it's all been said pretty well, but, you know, the cases are increasing in Arkansas. I remember the days when we said 200 were a lot. We have had 700 in one day increase. Now we're give or take, but we're kind of hovering right around that 500 increase. And it's very close to Baxter County. So as the 4th of July comes up, we want to make sure that we do celebrate the 4th of July. We see family, those type of things, but we want to do it in a smart way. We want to wear our mask. We want to make sure that we're social distancing and we're washing our hands. Really, you know, it's hard to remember this, but keep your hands away from your face and your eyes and your ears and your nose and just anything like that. And we want to wish everybody a safe and a happy and enjoyable holiday. And again, we want to thank you for your trust in Baxter Regional.
All right. Guys, hey, thank you so much for the information this morning.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, Ron Peterson, Barney Larry, Stephanie Free this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.